Prevention, Chapter 4, Pretense.
Damn it!
A vase flew into the wall.
Damn it, damn it, damn it!
A bookshelf fell, its contents already strewn around the room.
Fucking flaming horse apples in Tartarus!
A table upended, pasting the fruit and glass upon it into a spiky mush. Shining Armor watched as his sister vented, and the meeting with the princesses hadn't gone as planned. She had stalked up to a reserved room the minute the door had slammed open, a fire in her eyes threatening to burst forth at any moment. She was very rarely in such moods, and the best that he could do was observe and make sure that she didn't hurt herself. Her horn glowed again, and the portrait of Celestia that graced the area above the mantle was ripped from its fastenings and brought in front of her. Twilight glared it down, apparently expecting the image to try to either calm her or make her angrier, and when it stayed the same, as it always had, she threw it into the fireplace. However, Shining's eyes were not on the rapidly carbonizing painting. He was watching the steam rise from her ears.
Oh, here we go,
he muttered. And then Twilight was on fire. Floating in the air, coat turned white, expression pure rage as the flames of her mane set the chandelier's candles aflame for a few brief seconds. Then they completely melted under the onslaught of heat. Shining had seen this before a few times as well, and he knew that she could only keep it up for a short while before...
There we go. You feeling better there, Twilight?
Shining asked, stepping around the floor's debris to reach the singed unicorn in the room's center. She glanced up at him, tears in her eyes, before flinging her forehooves around his neck and crying into his shoulder. He sat down beside her, bringing one forehoof up to calmingly brush her mane as she cried herself out.
I just don't know what went wrong,
she muttered after several minutes.
What did the princesses say?
Say? They didn't say anything that justified their complete rejection. Celestia was worried about how the Draconic Kingdom and Grifonia would deal with the changes to the political system, and how much of a fuss the nobility would put up. The nobility! The very ponies that the Charter is designed to limit the power to prevent her from needing to worry about appeasing them!
Twilight snorted.
And Luna? Luna basically said, it's a nice thought, but it seems like you're trying to limit our power. Which is a complete unfounded fear. She would have seen that if she had read the thing! Oh, and then she said that the wording of the document seemed to exclude non-pony races from having any equality rights.
Twilight took in a breath, trying to remain calm.
We fear that the election of representatives by the citizenry and the varying causes behind them will cause unneeded chaos and disharmony under our rule, Celestia said. How can giving the downtrodden a voice and how they're governed be a bad thing?
Shining sighed, running through her rant in his head.
Twilight, you know that the Drakes and the Griffs are both breathing down our necks over which side we support in whatever brouhaha they have going on over there. If the nobles get peeved, then half the workforce goes unemployed before the charter can take effect. Putting more ponies into governmental positions will limit the power of the princesses, simply through increased gumming of the works and interpretations of their orders. And having 500 ponies vote on every single issue that passes to the princesses, even if it's just a suggestive ability and no actual say in what happens, is gonna make the process more complex and chaotic. The equality thing probably just has to do with a wording problem.
He watched as she blinked at him several times.
I like what you're trying to do, but you're going for too much too fast. Give Celestia and Luna a little bit to mull it over, then send them a letter requesting another audience to discuss their grievances with the Charter. See if you can't modify it to something that you'll all agree upon without compromising too much. It's been done before.
Since when did you turn into Mr. Political Analyst?
I ain't as dumb as you think I look, sis,
he said, and both chuckled, and were silent for half a minute.
I know you're right about all that, and most of it I should have seen coming. But it's just disappointing getting the big red X right out of the gate, you know?
Shining nodded, and Twilight continued.
I mean, I have almost all of Ponyville supporting me. How do you think they're all gonna take, hey, they didn't like any of it, so I'm gonna go back and talk to them for who knows how long, and then cut who knows how much out so that they don't have to worry about the nobles throwing a fit?
She shook her head.
By Faust, so many ponies are going to be so sad. Lyra and Bonbon, they've been together for 8 years and not able to get married because the nobles think that the gay is bad. And I come back to tell them, sorry, we're probably gonna need to cut out the civil marriage section so that the rich ponies don't turn into a bunch of nags. Pinky and Rainbow, and Rarity and Applejack too, four of the bucking elements of harmony, can't be legally happy together because some blue-blooded, soft-hoofed, ingrown-horned moron think that Tumer's kissing is icky.
Another sigh.
So many of them were so excited, and now this. I'm just worried about how they're gonna take it.
Don't be, Twily. Sure, some folks will take it hard, but... this is Equestria. They should know how to deal with themselves, and if a few get rowdy, just send for the guards.
Shining stood up, patting his sister on the back.
This isn't the end of the world, sis. Everything will be fine.
And then you packed the things that you brought and went back to Ponyville.
That's how this whole thing started?
That is the absolute beginning, yes. Unless you want me to delve into the writing of the charter, a process that I have no knowledge of other than that it took about 2 years.
That sounded like it ended peaceably, though. What happened that's, kicked off the revolution?
The Ponyville riot.
Can we hear about that then?
It's not a nice story.
The princess wants a full record broken. That would include the not nice stuff.
I'm just warning you.
The chariot hit the ground hard. Shining didn't notice, but he leapt from the vehicle the minute it touched the dirt, quickly followed by the rest of the squad. Behind them, the second chariot and the Pegasi guards landed. Shining didn't notice. Smoking piles of burnt flags and wooden detritus sprawled around a charred tree. Elsewhere, large plumes of smoke billowed into the clouds, and the low roar of a violent mob could be heard. Shining didn't notice. He bolted from the landing zone towards the tree, bucking the door open and nearly off to see the scene of chaos inside. Books littered the floor, several standing bookshelves had been tipped, and broken glass lay in scattered groupings near the empty windows. And a purple mare sat in the middle of it all.
Twily!
She looked up, at and past Shining, her eyes unfocused. Strips of parchment lay at her hooves. A small gash left a red line across one cheek. Then she blinked several times and her eyes focused on his. He trotted up to her, as she slowly stood.
Are you alright? Did they hurt you? Where's Spike?
They were angry. I told them and they got so mad. And they started throwing things and wrecking lampposts and burning the flags.
She shuddered.
They were shouting things. Horrible things. They were all angry. They didn't listen, and they started running to the town hall.
Twilight!
Shining yelled. She looked at him again, and he repeated his questions.
Spike wanted to try to control them. AJ and Rarity went to the boutique, and Pinky went to Sugar Cube Corner in case the mob tried to break in.
Are. You. Okay?
They tore up the charter. They wanted to hurt the princesses.
Damn it!
Shining turned to his two lieutenants.
Charge! Find the mob and try to work with Spike to hurt it. It's probably split up, but try to keep them separate, but get them to one area. Cloud, grab a few unicorns and Pegasi to try to put out any fires the mob started.
The two nodded and ran off. Shining turned back to Twilight.
Twilight, sis, I need you to come back, okay? I know you're freaked out right now, and I am too, but I need you for this.
Twilight actually seemed to focus on him while he was saying this. A small recognition in her faraway eyes. Then the earth shook. Some more books fell to the floor and he lost her to staring at the floor. Shining cursed, about to simply pick her up and drag her to the mob so that she could try to calm them down. Then he noticed that her eyes were moving, very quickly looking at each piece of parchment haphazardly, spread around her. Her lips moved, almost imperceptibly forming small shapes that, had they been given voice, would have formed small words. And he made what he would later decide was the worst mistake of his life. Turning and walking away out of the library, he gathered two of the ponies left behind and ordered them to under no circumstances let Twilight out of their sight. He then ran off to help his guards' ponies.
Please remain calm. This is a guard action. Do not attempt to assault the guards or any pony else. You will be allowed to go free when it has been determined that you have performed no illegal actions. Violations of the law within the perimeter will be dealt with forcefully and swiftly. Please remain calm.
The standard riot action detention speech. Shining had been forced to memorize it during training, but it hadn't been used in over 30 years when the instructors brought it up. Actually having to perform the speech, and what the required tone and magical accompaniment for those ponies that relied on sight more than sound was a more daunting task when faced with 500 passionate and angry ponies rather than three instructors. That said, the 20-foot-long dragon helped to keep things quite calm.
Twilight, tell you what happened?
Spike asked, and Shining kept his eyes on the crowd.
I got a bit of it. She was really out of it, Spike. I'm worried about her.
Yeah, you're telling me. After we landed, every pony was in front of the library within minutes. She actually had to get me to say what happened, because there was so much buzz.
The adolescent dragon ran a claw along his neck spines.
Every pony went quiet for about 10 seconds, then it was like a roar. Just this giant sound of anger and letdown rolled into one wave. Ponies started knocking over lampposts, grabbing the flags and tearing them up. I even saw two earth ponies just straight up kick a cart through a window. There was just a whole bunch of shouting. Me and Twilight were just trying to calm things down, and then some moron decides to rush the stage and bring along 10 friends.
Spike's eyes took a glint.
That wasn't very smart. They got the charter and tore it up a bit before I waved them off, but I managed to get Twilight inside. Then I wrapped myself as much as I could around the library to stop them from burning it up, because setting fires to the Charter's author's house totally makes sense when you're angrily protesting the Charter's refusal, right?
He sighed as a few more ponies were allowed out of the perimeter.
Anyways, that's when they started migrating to the town hall, so I coughed a message up to Celestia and tried to hold them back a bit.
His eyes flicked to the smoldering crater that had once held the governments of Ponyville.
Didn't work so well.
Don't beat yourself up, Spike. Celestia knows I'd have done at least a tenth of your results if I'd been working alone. So long as no pony got hurt in there, it's an easy fix.
But ponies did get hurt.
Shining stiffened. His eyes turned to the dragon who was busy glaring at a cobblestone. The stone appeared to blacken under Spike's stare.
Yeah, ponies got hurt.
How many?
5 dead, including 2 young fillies. 12 injured, most after the hall got set on fire from trampling during the whole big stampede away from the heat and flames.
Then Spike slammed the claw into the ground, sending several sharp stone fragments flying as the road gained deep fissures under his fist. A tear flowed out of his eye and hit the ground with a boiling sizzle. He glared into the crowd, smoke rising from his nostrils.
Hey, calm down, Spike. We don't need an angry dragon after all this.
Shining cautioned, and Spike turned his glare towards the guard.
Calm down? 5 ponies! 5 innocent ponies were just killed in my town, and you have the ponies that did it right in front of me, and you want me to calm down?
Despite the barrier separating them, the ponies nearest Spike began to shuffle away.
I could probably smell the blood on their hooves. If you let me in there, I...
All eyes, pony and dragon, guard and rider, turned to face the direction of the massive sound. Spike's eyes widened, his pupils pinpricking.
That's Sugar Cube Corner. Pinkie Pie the Cakes, not again, no more!
Spike bolted off, claws making deep grooves in the road before he left and let his wings catch him. Shining wondered if the dragon had run anywhere before he was this size. None of the roads had been damaged before today.
Oh, damn it!
Shining spat again.
Cloud, are you sure we got every pony?
Yes, sir! I had my best spotters do 3 flyovers after we gathered these ponies. If any rioters are left, they're very good at hiding, sir.
Shining gritted his teeth.
Charge! Keep the ponies moving! Cloud, you're with me!
The unicorn and Pegasus sped off after the dragon. Left, right. 3 blocks, left. Around the curve, right. He dashed up the street, thundercloud behind him. Right, 1 block. As Shining ran, he observed. No fires, graffiti, broken windows, or torn down flags. The street, every street they'd been on since leaving the square, had no signs of mob activity. The rioters had apparently avoided any paths that directly led to Sugar Cube Corner. There was no sign of a mob either. The load-in that marked a large group's presence anywhere was absent. Another gigantic sound, as though thunder was setting off at ground level. A huge plume of dust and smoke shot in the air as the roar came, and Shining ran faster.
There's no rider, so what the buck was that then?
As this question ran through his mind, a purple mass flew from around the corner of the street and hit the building across with a wet crunch. As the purple dissipated, Shining found himself staring at a stallion in gilded armor, his head turned backwards. Shocked but dull eyes looking over his back and tail at the guard captain. It took Shining a few seconds to notice that the stallion wasn't breathing, that his neck had actually been broken rather than simply turned around. Thundercloud vomited. Shining kept moving, rounding the corner to see what could have done such a thing to a guard's pony. The first thing that he saw was a wall of dust. However, as this cleared, he began to make out shapes. He saw a mound of something, rubble, only discernible due to its low height compared to the surrounding shadows. The dust cleared more, and he saw a group of pony shapes on the ground a distance away from the rubble, one of them rising higher than the others. This was discernible in the sea of dusty brown by her bright pink coat. As he walked further into the cloud, more details began to form. He saw a red streak painted across several buildings, ending in a crumpled mass. He saw a long purple and green mass winding from out of the debris. And then he saw a purple unicorn digging frantically at the rubble, magic bins reaching in and moving huge mounds of wood and stone. These last two signs set off warning bells in his head and froze the lump in his stomach.
Cloud, see if the survivor saw anything!
He yelled, not bothering to see if the guard's pony had heard him. He bolted straight for the rubble pile, horn already alight. The guard captain slid in beside his sister, lifting away huge chunks of detritus. Here and there, purple scales and green spines began to show through. Another 10 seconds, and a snout came into view. Shining tossed some plaster dust in front of it, the powder falling without much deviance. He began working faster, but soon stopped. Despite how he wished it wasn't, Shining knew it was a lost cause.
Spike! Spike! You're gonna be okay, Spike! I'm here! I'm here! You're gonna be okay!
The purple unicorn muttered in a somewhat sing-song voice. She had ceased lifting massive piles of rubble when the snout came through, instead brushing debris away from the rest of the dragon's head in an almost gentle fashion. When the entire head was in view, she stopped using magic entirely, simply wiping the remaining dirt and dust from around his spines and protruding scales. She rubbed along his brow, his loosely closed eyes opening very slightly as the skin pulled up.
I need you to wake up, okay, Spiky? Little Spiky-Wikey, Twilight needs you to wake up, okay?
Shining had never seen a sister mourn before. She had been too young to remember when her grandmother and partial namesake had died, and since then she had never lost any family or close friends. He watched, uneasy, as Twilight slid herself partially under Spike's head, shifting herself back and forth in an apparent attempt to gently rock the dragon awake. He was about to do something, though he had no idea what to do, when a slight greener-than-normal thundercloud trotted up to him.
The ponies over there are, were, that is, the owners of this building. The cakes, Cup and Carrot, and their two foals are the ones that are huddled together, and Pinkie Pie, Element of Laughter, I believe you two have met her, is the one who's watching this.
He gestured broadly to the scene in front of them.
All three adults say that they were inside the shop when a bolt of magic shot through the window and exploded inside. The building began to rumble, a loud bearing wall that was apparently damaged in the explosion, and they heard yelling outside. And then the dragon leapt into the building and began holding it up so that the ponies could evacuate. The cakes went to grab the foals, and then another bolt shot into the building, apparently hitting the dragon. He roared, the ponies ran, and the building collapsed behind them. Apparently, Twilight and the guards' ponies were in a physical engagement when the building collapsed, though the cakes lost sight of them when the dust hit both groups. And yes, sir, the streak over there leads to the other guard. Dead, sir.
He coughed. Shining let out several curses under his breath.
They didn't see any altercations?
Beyond the guards' ponies attempting to restrain Twilight? No, sir.
Did they know why she was restrained?
No, sir.
Shining sighed in frustration. He then turned to his sister, who had stopped moving, simply laying her head across Spike's brow.
Gentle, Shining. Remember how to handle guard widows and widowers. Gentle, firm.
Then Twilight lifted her head, her eyes open and gazing into Shining's. They were dead eyes.
Twilight!
Out!
Shining blinked. Twilight's voice had been heavy, but not in grief. It was a timbre, one caused by heavy magic usage. As he looked higher on her head, he realized that he couldn't see her horn. There was an extremely bright light blocking his view.
Twilight, what are you-
You killed Spike! You do not belong here! Get out!
Then Twilight exploded. A great burst of magic shot out in all directions from her horn. A barrier much like the one Shining had used with Cadence to remove the changelings began to balloon out from the unicorn. Shining stood, stupefied, until the barrier reached him. Then, there was nothing but darkness and pain. One thing's for certain, Ponyville is definitely not getting on his feet after that one. Anywho, let's get on to our strengthened donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coltard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Nike Kruger, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael De La Amore, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Prison Man Guy, Easy, Skyuchia, Leslie Perkett, Dredden Peterson, CrimsonKit89, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bihanek, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.